and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. This reflection is for Easter Monday, although of course it can be engaged with at other times as well. We continue to reflect on the resurrection of our Lord Jesus and going to read from Luke chapter 24 and verse 13. Before that, we pray together. Lord, we ask very simply this morning that you would meet us in your risen power through your word and by your spirit. Forgive our sin and rebellion, we pray. Make us clean and help us to hear and receive your wonderful word. In Jesus' name, amen. So Luke 24, beginning at verse 13, this is the account of Jesus meeting disciples on the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, that is Resurrection Day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people." The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. So many things in that wonderful reading. There is certainly a reflection there on communion and the breaking of bread. One of the things about this challenging time is that it's not possible really to share communion or the Lord's Supper in the way that many of us are used to. Maybe you're doing that in your home. Maybe you're trying to do that virtually in some way. May God bless you and may God strengthen you through that. And may God bless us and strengthen us when we emerge from this time where we can celebrate communion in larger gatherings once again. But what I really want to focus on today is the fact that this is an unusual Easter miracle. Easter is full of miracles, of course, and the chief one is the glorious resurrection of Jesus from the dead, the miracle of miracles. Jesus has risen, never to die again. But there is another very unusual miracle in our passage. As these two are walking along with Jesus, their eyes are kept from recognizing him. And we ought to ask ourselves the question, why is this? It seems rather strange. Why not put these two guys out of their misery straight away? Jesus is with them. He is alive. Why is God not revealing Jesus to them? They would immediately rejoice. They would perhaps embrace Jesus. They would declare their faith. They would own him as their Lord and their God. But Jesus walks along with them, mile after mile, and their eyes are kept from recognizing him. So why? Why does this happen? Well, we see as they walk along the road that Jesus opens the scriptures to them. He teaches them about himself from the Old Testament scriptures, all the scriptures that pointed forward to him. It's probably the most wonderful Bible study that has ever happened. Jesus himself teaching his disciples from God's word. We imagine perhaps the passages that Jesus went to. Maybe passages in the Psalms that are messianic, that speak of the suffering and then glory of Jesus. Maybe that Jesus went to passages in Isaiah, like Isaiah 53, that speak of Jesus' death and resurrection, that prophesy what was going to happen. We don't know for certain. But we do know that the hearts of these men burned within them as Jesus spoke to them from the scriptures on the Emmaus Road. And then suddenly, when their eyes are opened, Jesus disappears. They're unable to speak to him physically, but full of joy and wonder, they rush back to speak to the other disciples. What is happening here? Well, I find these verses extraordinarily helpful. And I think that the disciples are really showing us the way that we need to behave and live today, the way that we can follow Jesus. Because we don't have the privilege of Peter or Mary or some of the other first disciples. We don't see the risen Jesus face to face. And so these two disciples are showing us the way. Indeed, Jesus is showing us the way, how we too can have burning hearts, how we too can have faith. These disciples are having to learn about the risen Jesus in the same way that we have to learn about him, through the scriptures and by the power of the Holy Spirit. They didn't recognize him face to face. They recognized him. They recognized the truth and the power of the resurrection through the word of God, applied deeply to their hearts by the Spirit of God. And so this unusual Easter miracle is so helpful to us because it points the way for us. Occasionally, Jesus grants people a vision, and we do see him face to face. But that's not the case for many believers. Rather, we trust him by faith. We hold on to him by his word and by his Spirit. And Jesus calls us deeply blessed as we do this. In John chapter 20, he comes to Thomas, who has doubted Jesus, and he shows him his hands and his side. And Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus says an extraordinary thing. "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And it's one of those amazing verses. Jesus speaks not first and foremost to the first disciples, but speaks to us, speaks over their heads, as it were, to those who would follow, who would believe and trust without seeing, whose hearts would burn within them because of the word of God and the Spirit of God, those who would have faith without seeing. Sometimes we can think, if only we'd been there, if only we'd seen, if only we'd been there at the tomb, if only we had been with Mary, if only we could have touched, put our hand into the hole in his side and the fingers into the nail marks in his hands. Indeed, that would have been wonderful and glorious. It would have been brilliant to be there with Jesus. But Jesus says, if we've seen, we're blessed. But if we have believed without seeing, we are blessed indeed. More blessed than Thomas, more blessed in a sense than these first disciples. Those on the Emmaus Road are a type of all of those who follow. If you have believed without seeing, and that's the case, I think, for all of us, then you are blessed indeed. Study the scriptures to know the risen Jesus, and may your heart burn within you as you receive his blessing today and in the days that lie ahead. We pray together. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for the great miracle of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus from the dead. But we also thank you and praise you today for this unusual Easter miracle. The eyes of Cleopas and the other disciple veiled, unable to see Jesus physically, but nevertheless seeing him through the eye of faith, by the word of God and by the Spirit of God. Thank you also for these words in John's Gospel that reassure us and indeed excite us with the fact that we are blessed indeed who have believed without seeing. May we know the smile on your face today as we put our hand into yours once again and say, we trust in you, we believe in you. Increase our faith, sweep away our doubts. May we be great men and women of faith today. And may people see something different in us, because although we have not seen, nevertheless we believe. Be with our family, be with our friends, be with our work colleagues today. Be with our neighbours. And Lord, for all of those who are struggling with faith, we pray that you would increase that faith. And for those who don't yet believe, for those who perhaps don't give you a second thought, break in power, that they too might believe, that they too might be blessed. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.